There are three important things to remember about the Bible. 1. We are under its authority. 2. It is inspired of God. And 3. It is indispensable for a meaningful Christian life and witness. If you wander from any of these, you will wind up in the vague land of doubt, question, indecision, and ineffectiveness. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the doctrine of the Bible. First of all, I am under its authority. The authority of the Scriptures has to do with my will. I recall the first new car I ever owned. It was a 1956 Dodge with beautiful fins that swept up in the back, had a push-button drive, and three colors of paint. In the glove compartment, I found a manual. This owner's manual told me all about the car. Now, I could have had one of two reactions. I could have thought to myself, who do they think they are telling me what to do with my car? I bought it, paid for it, it's mine. I'll do as I please. Or I could have thought, isn't that great? Here's all this good information. My reaction was the latter because I realized that the company who had built the car had written the manual. I gladly submitted myself to the authority of the manual. It's the same with life. God made life and gave it to you and me to enjoy. Along with life, He gave us a manual that tells us how it is to be lived, the Holy Bible. He has not given us the Bible to bind or restrict us, but to help us get the most trouble-free miles out of life, lived in the will of God. James called the Bible the perfect law of liberty. Therefore, I gladly submit myself to its authority because I know that God, who gave me life, wrote the book. The inspiration of the Scriptures is another matter. This has to do with my heart, what I believe. Do I believe that the Scriptures are God-breathed? I do, and for a great many reasons. God has given us the law of the world. Do you find any amendments at the end? No, quite to the contrary. We are told, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book." Why are there no amendments? Because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 19:7-11. It is the perfect law of liberty. It is God's word, perfect in every way, because God's way is perfect. Jesus said, "Your Father which is in heaven is perfect." In addition to being authoritative and inspired, it is also indispensable. It is indispensable for my growth and guidance. Without it, I have no God-given goals and no guidelines for godly living. Without the Bible, I find no food for my soul and no lamp for my feet. It is indispensable. May God bless you as you dig into His Word.